Of the 26 mushers signed up to race dog teams in this year's Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race, 10 are rookies. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, many of them might be new to the race, but a few have trained dog teams and worked for a handful of well-known and champion long-distance mushers.
When Yukon Quest veterinarians gave Kristen Knight Pace's dog team the green light following their pre-race checkup, the rookie musher breathed a sigh of relief.
I'm just ready to hit the trail. The preparation has been exhausting and comprehensive and taken over our whole life, you know, and it's like, it seems like all we've been doing is just preparing, and I just want to be on the runners.
Knight Pace of Healy both worked and trained with former Yukon Quest and Iditarod champion Jeff King. She says she sought plenty of advice from King over the last year.
I'm pretty sure I was filling my quota of phone calls to Jeff.
She says the 1,000-mile race will be the longest distance she's ever traveled with a dog team in one shot. So even though she'd like to be competitive, it's likely she'll hold her team back.
You know, I'm also realistic, and I think part of being competitive is wanting to succeed. And in order to succeed, you have to cross the finish line. And in order to cross the finish line, at least for a rookie, I think you need to be pretty conservative.
Knight Pace's plan is similar to the one Two Rivers musher Ryan Olson is working on for her rookie Quest run.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of unknowns there, so it's kind of an exciting feeling. It's, you know, get to do something that I've never done before. I've never planned for a 1,000-mile race all by myself, and so, yeah, it'll be fun.
But Olson has helped plan other 1,000-mile sled dog races. She used to work with defending champion Alan Moore and three-time second-place Iditarod finisher Allie Zirkel. As part of that job, Olson drove a young team to Nome in 2012. She's also showed off a competitive edge in her mid-distance qualifying races, including last month's Copper Basin 300, where she placed third.
I'm very competitive. It's going to be really hard for me to take it easy on the dogs, just because, yeah, especially when I get in the race setting, I want to see what they can do. I want to see what I can do.
Despite her resume, Olson says she'll also try to race conservatively, in part because many of her dogs are only 2 years old.
I'm hoping we'll be square in the middle. Definitely in the future, I want to try and be up there with the top front runners. But this year, just because they are so young, and while the Copper Basin was great and I'm so proud of them, it's just a totally different race. And I really want this to be a learning experience and a really positive experience.
A learning experience is what Damon Tedford is looking to gain from his race.
I'm like an official rookie. It's funny you should ask, because when I was filling out my form for the Quest, they're like, how long have you been mushing? And I just put like less than a year. And I had somebody on Facebook actually were like, less than a year? What are you doing attempting this?
Tedford is an emergency room doctor from Vancouver, British Columbia. He's running a team owned by Iditarod champion Mitch Seavey.
Just mush is kind of Mitch's line. Yeah, we kind of joke around the kennel about that. But yeah, you know, try not to sweat the small stuff. You know, if the dogs are running and they're eating and you're, you know, focus on looking after your dogs and not making mountains out of molehills, and just get out and have a good time. And I think that's, you know, it's the best advice anybody could give you.
Another rookie musher who's received decades worth of mushing advice is Ray Reddington Jr. He comes from mushing royalty. His grandfather is Iditarod founder Joe Reddington Sr. He's confident his team can hold up against competition he's faced in other races.
I think I could probably do okay, I guess, in it. You know, I don't know. I look at the field. I race against them all the time. They ain't any better. They just know, you know, where we're going.
26 dog teams will go west from Whitehorse. Over the next 2 weeks, they'll travel 1,000 miles along an old Gold Rush-era trail to cross the finish line in Alaska's Golden Heart City. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.